It could end up earning Wisconsin as much as $250,000 a year in milk sales and saving the Minnesota prison system a substantial dollar figure as well. Prison-run dairy farms in the towns of Oregon and Waupun now produce about 1 million pounds of milk a year, enough to supply all the milk consumed by the more than 20,000 inmates in Wisconsin prisons. And there are plans to boost the 485-cow herd to about 600 by next year. Department of Corrections spokesman Ishmael Ozan says by late next year, Minnesota prisoners could be drinking milk produced by their counterparts in Wisconsin.
We would need, obviously, to expand the herd, and we think by June of 2010 we would have the sizable herd needed to actually produce that.
This week, the State Building Commission will vote on a $5.4 million plan to consolidate the prison dairies at the Fox Lake Prison and build a methane digester there fueled by the herd's manure to provide electricity for the prison. Ozan says even if that plan isn't approved this year, Wisconsin could still find a way to send inmate-produced milk to Minnesota.
Best case scenario would be at least the herd size would be large enough. If we got the farm consolidation as well, that could help. It would bring all of our cows closer to the actual dairy, which is in the Waupun area.
The prison dairy connection between Wisconsin and Minnesota is one of several plans for cooperation between the two states. Governor Jim Doyle and his counterpart Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota discussed the projects at a meeting in Eau Claire earlier this week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.